Hello everyone, welcome to this episode of Paddock Pass, the podcast where we talk all things motorsport. I'm your host, Evie Spencer, an aspiring motorsport journalist from the UK, and you can follow me on TikTok, Instagram and YouTube at Evie Spencer Motorsport. Make sure to follow my socials and this podcast for lots of motorsport content. Hope you enjoy! Okay, so today I'm here with Leon Barlow and Jack Burgess. Leon, I'll let you go first. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Leon Barlow, a 14-year-old ex-car driver. I've been karting for 5 years, and this year I'm in Junior Max, and I'm 42.
Perfect. And Jack, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hiya, I'm Jack. I race Inters for ex-car, and I'm number 94, and I've been racing for 2 years.
Perfect. So we'll start again with Leon. So Leon, how did you get started in karting?
So one day in 2018, I believe it was, my dad just took me to team karting, the indoor kart track. They instantly fell in love. We did that every weekend for a year. And then my dad eventually bought me my first cadet kart, my Honda Cadet, for Christmas. I've been doing it ever since.
And Jack, how did you get started in karting?
So I've always wanted to be like racing when I was little, and I went to Team Sport Trafford, and I went there and I did the academy. I was all right, and then I saw team karting, and then I thought, we'll try this out. So I went to team karting. We're talking to Matty. I tried team karting. It was quite good, and then we went to see Matty, and we eventually got a kart, and I eventually joined the team and started racing properly.
So, Jack first, which sort of kart did you start racing in?
So I started off in corporates, and then I went to like the old Minimax, like the big Minimax, and then this year now I'm in Inters.
Okay, and Leon, same question to you.
So like I said before, I started in indoor Matty's in the indoor karts. And then after a year doing that, I moved into the Honda Cadet. I bought a 160 originally, but no one races, so we did 200 instead. I did that for 3 years, I think. 4 years, maybe. Yeah, three. And then last year, and it moved into, the like Jack did, the full-size Minimax. Did all right in that. And then, obviously, this year, the class is gone. So after I broke my arm, I moved into juniors. I'm just waiting to do my first race in that.
So you mentioned that you broke your arm. How was it getting back from that?
Yeah, so I broke my arm end of last year. Just went straight on to wall at turn one at Wilton Mill. Just completely snapped both bones in my right arm. I mean, it was difficult because obviously I was in a full arm cast for, I think it was 16 weeks, nearly 5 months. So it was just really difficult to stay motivated, almost try and get myself back in a car eventually. I think that when I first did get back in the car, I don't think it really impacted me. Other than obviously being out of car, but I don't think that my actual confidence had gone, or at least consciously it hadn't.
Okay, that's so it must have been quite difficult though mentally to get back in a car again.
Yeah, exactly. Even
but
after, especially considering it was such a almost big crash and there's like first injury in a car, so like just difficult to like get yourself back into it and not feel like not hold back a bit when you get back in.
Yeah, but I've watched you both race. You're both very good racers. So, Jack, we'll go to you. X-Kart, how did you get in contact with X-Kart? You mentioned team karting, but like how did that start? How did that come about?
Obviously, Matty owns X-Kart and team karting, so I went to team karting, and then obviously I was quite quick from there, so obviously I think Matty noticed me, and then he obviously offered if I wanted to go out for a test day in one of their outdoor carts. So I was like, oh yeah, we'll do it. So I went out, I tested in a Micromax, and then I was all right in the Micromax, and then we went to Rowra to do 2 days of testing, and then I was quite quick in that. So we ended up buying my own cart, and then we've obviously progressed from then.
And Leon, same question to you. How did you get in contact with X-Kart?
Yeah, so similarly with Jack, me and I obviously started at Team Carton, and my dad just got in contact with Matty, who was the manager at the track at the time, as well as the owner. And when I first started, there was no X Scout before the X Scout days. It was called Team Carton Extra, just like the outdoor team, just all Honda cadets. So I did that there for obviously like 3 years in Hondas, and then I moved into Minimax, which was the second year of X Scout. I just moved into X Scout. I did the team last year, and then obviously my mum's still on the chassis now. Still on the X Scout chassis.
And Leon, what is the karting life like? So the travel, the training, the actually driving in the kart, what is it like?
Yeah, well, obviously to stay fit and healthy to do karting. So obviously it's even like F1 drivers, they come into karts to stay fit. So you have to like stay healthy and driving down. And there's a lot of traveling. There's a lot of traveling in karts because obviously it's not as much as F1 because worldwide still. Because you think everything's 3 hours away, 2.5 hours away, especially where I live. So there is a lot of driving involved.
And Jack, same question to you.
Well, I find the driving bit where you just sat in the van, it's quite boring. But I think once I get to track, I'm all right because, like, Leon will know as well. Like, once you get to the track, the paddock's actually quite fun because it's just, well, the kids just messing about thingy. So when you're actually there racing, it's quite good. But like I said, the traveling's awful.
Yeah, I can imagine. So even me just traveling to watch races and stuff, it is difficult. So I can imagine. And do you get up early mornings or?
Well, this Thursday, obviously, I'm going to Wilton for to race, and we'll probably only go that way. But if we're going on the Friday morning, we'll probably wake up at about 4. Depends where we're going.
Oh, wow, that is very early. I would not get up that early. So, Leon, what is your biggest achievement so far in karting?
Well, to be fair, I've got a load of wins in cadets and a couple in the mini, and none of the juniors so far. I haven't done an actual race in it yet. I always start slowing in the championships. Like last year, for instance, I started in the slower chassis. It was just not exactly great to drive. So I was like 10th or something in the championship in the standings. And I eventually got up to third. And I think it might not have been my best actual result, but it was my best season in a whole with a couple of podiums and obviously fighting for wins.
Perfect. And Jack, what is your biggest achievement?
I think probably my biggest achievement is probably getting into WMKC and PF. And I wouldn't say PF, I'm up there as much, but being up with the front bars as much as with how long I've been doing it, being up there with some of the quicker bars that I've been doing it a lot longer.
So, you guys have got a new podcast, The Weekly Waft.
Yeah.
Weekly Waft? Yeah. So, Jack, you start. What brought that about?
Well, me and Leon thought like it's quite good because you can like talk to people and stuff, and like you can get out there, your name can get out there. So me and Leon thought we might as well start it because it'd be quite fun, and
Yeah.
you get to meet like as well. You get to meet new people and stuff. So we thought we'd do it just because like it's a bit of fun, but we can talk to people and work on stuff and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Leon, what are the plans for the podcast? Can you give us any like guest names or?
Well, I've got a couple guests lined up so far. I don't really know if I want to tell anyone yet. But yeah, so we're just planning on similar to this. Just us two, like, sat down, just interviewing a bunch of drivers, going through the stories and such.
Well, I will be your first listener, of course. I'm very, very excited for it. I'm excited for your first episode. So, Leon, what is the dream? What is the motorsport dream?
Well, I don't know because obviously of money and such, it's difficult to get anywhere in karting. Like 90% of people that do karting don't really go anywhere. Nothing really happens because there's only so many seats in certain racing series. But to be fair, I just want to, if we do anything, probably GTs or like some stuff like that. DTM maybe, I don't know. But I just want to be around motorsports. Like I want to be an engineer, a motorsport engineer in my career. So I just want to be around the track.
Yeah.
Would you want to do karting engineering, like the mechanicking, or would you want to do like more like F1 or?
Well, obviously, F1 is a dream to even be around the paddock, even if you're not driving. I'm sure it's everyone's dream to be just around Formula One. But obviously, only so many people get the job, and I'll just be happy to be around any track, even if it's just a local kart track.
Yeah. And Jack, what is your motorsport dream?
For the moment, I'm just aiming to be up the front with like top three. But I think my dream at the moment is probably just to get into cars. And then after that, obviously, just progress where I can. If I...
Would you want to do like GTs or?
Yeah, that is my biggest goal. Probably GT3, GT4. That is my biggest dream.
Yeah. Okay. Perfect. And Jack, who is your motorsport hero or heroes? Could be people around you, could
Oh,
be drivers.
that is a good one. I
Yeah.
actually don't even know. I think probably Lando.
I like Lando. Lando's pretty cool. Why Lando then?
Just because if you think about it, obviously he's come from karting, he's raced at the track that me and Leon have raced at. So he's done the same pathway as us, so I just basically wanna try and be like him basically.
Do you watch any of his like quadrant videos?
Every single one.
Every single one. That is dedication. And Leon, who's your motorsport hero?
Well, I know that it's almost every karting driver's hero, but poor Lewis Hamilton. I'm not so much of a fan anymore, but when I first started, he was the kind of the one that made me interested in racing.
Yeah.
Because obviously, started off when I was like, I want to get there. It's the one that also inspired me to like push to reach from dreams almost. So, yeah.
I like Lewis too. I think Lewis is one of them people that's really inspiring because he does so much out of motorsport as well. He's quite like, he's charitable, he's quite humble as well, he seems like. So I agree with you there as well. So, Jack, we'll come to you first. If you could get a paddock pass to any single race in the world, where would you go?
Oh, I'm gonna be honest, it would probably be Spa for the F1.
Oh, yeah. Good choice. Good choice. Why Spa?
Just because me and Leon drive it on the same car, like, it's like a very good track, and I'd just love to go watch that.
So, who would you be rooting for?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
Lando, surely.
Lando, but this year I wouldn't say he's up the front as much as he was last
No.
year, so I probably this year I probably root on the Oscar.
I like Oscar too. And same question to you, Leon, for our final question. If you could get a paddock pass to any race in the world, where would you go?
Well, I know that my grandparents goes to the Australian Grand Prix every year, and he's been to other ones, but he's always said the Australian Grand Prix is the best one because obviously used to be the first round, and he's just always said it's such an amazing atmosphere, so probably there.
Yeah. Any other places you'd want to go?
Oh, I know another one.
Explain, explain.
Just because obviously it's a bike, so on a street race doing 200 mile an hour, it's just the buzz of it going past you at 200 mile an hour so close to you is just, it's unreal. That's why I want to go so much.
Yeah. And if, right, this one's a question that's just popped into my head. If you had to get rid of a track, both of you, this one goes to. If you had to get rid of a track on the F1 calendar this season, which one would you get rid of?
Well,
Well,
Leon, you go first. I don't
so
actually know. I don't even know the calendar for this year. Let me have a look quickly. I don't even know.
to
To be honest, I don't know the calendar.
be fair, I like all the tracks. Qatar, the LaSalle one. Just
Yeah.
happens. Well, this happened in 21, was it?
Yeah.
So like flowy. It's obviously not an F1 track, it's a mobile track. It's just I don't think it's really that great.
Okay, same. I think I can agree with that one. What about you, Jack? Have you done some research?
I'm trying to look at the calendar and I'm trying to think which one. My least favourite track is probably, a lot of people probably disagree with this, but I really don't like Zandvoort.
Really?
Yeah,
Why do you not like Zandvoort?
it's just, I feel like the racing there isn't as good as what it is at other tracks.
Yeah, too
Obviously,
narrowly.
Yeah, I said that about Monaco, but Monaco is just, it's Monaco, isn't it? So you can't not like Monaco.
I agree. I am the biggest Monaco fan ever. I love Monaco. I've got it on my wall up there. I love Monaco to bits. But yeah, but a lot of people do want to get rid of Monaco,
Yeah.
which is a bit mad to me because
You
I
can't
do
not
like
get rid
it.
of it. It was one of the first F1 tracks.
Yeah, I agree. Right. Thank you guys for coming on the podcast. We'll go with you, Leon. Do you want to give a shout out?
Thanks to all my sponsors, the Power Books and Love My Guests, just for helping me this season, I guess.
Perfect. And Jack?
I'd like to thank my sponsors, my family, and the people who just support me, basically.
Well, thank you guys.
Thank you for listening to the Paddock Pass podcast with me, Evie Spencer. Make sure to follow this podcast for more episodes and head over to my socials for more motorsport content.